about pricing in your stores, you will absolutely cut your price to match the competitor. It doesn't make any difference what you bought the product at. You will cut your price even if you lose money.
We try our best to be competitive in our marketplace. And one of the things that we do in terms of our pricing is, first, most important for us to buy right. And that's the first and foremost thing, is that we can buy it right. A lot of our product are not the kind of product that anybody else even has, by the way. You know, we're not selling drugs, toiletries, those type things that are easy identifiable. So much of ours is not even something that's apples for apples. But we want to make sure that we give the customer a good value no matter what the product is. And therefore, we do the very best we can to buy from factories rather than from middlemen. The name of our game is most of the things that we buy are made in the Orient. And that's because they don't make them here. You can't even put a Hobby Lobby together without going over there. So it's not a matter of buying American. You can't buy silk flowers and baskets. Can you imagine us paying someone minimum wage to weave a basket? We couldn't sell it. So the name of our game is not to buy these type products from a importer or even from a trading company overseas, but rather to buy them from factories. And therefore, I think it gives us a leg ahead, because I think we do this as good or better than anyone, to be able to then sell products at a good discount on ad. This is what we try to do, is to have good ads every week where a customer can buy from us at prices that they couldn't buy anywhere else.
Have you received criticism because you buy and deal with foreign entities?
You know, we've had very little. I think most people understand that if we're going to sell some of the products that we have, it's made overseas and only overseas. So I think most people understand that. And because of our labor cost here, if you can even buy it here, you would not be competitive in many, many of the product lines that we have. And I think most people understand that they're asking for a good price. And if you had something that was twice as much because you paid a higher labor cost, you couldn't even sell that product. But there's still a lot of product that we buy here that makes sense to be made in this country. In fact, we manufacture a lot of products ourselves, and it makes sense here because it's not real labor intensive.
But even if they do criticize, I guess if the United States didn't want us to trade with other countries, they wouldn't allow it. The trading laws are in place for you to do this.
Well, the trading laws are there. So if our competitor can do it and we don't, that's if you could even find the product here, then we would be out of business because a customer will not pay you twice as much for something. But yes, it is the law. And so we're basically dealing with what our law allows us to do. And at the same time, we understand when we can buy something at the same price or a better price here, we'll certainly buy it here in America.
But even in the case of the Chinese, if they're manufacturing furniture, they would actually buy the wood from America?
Yeah, a lot of the goods does come from here, especially when you're talking about wood products. They can ship it over there, ship it back, and still be very competitive, if not have a better price than it could be made here.
Here we are, 2009. Gross sales of an average Hobby Lobby store.
The average store sales is about $5 million.
And how many do you have at this date?
We have 436, but they have not all been open for a year. So that, of course, affects the total numbers, because this year we will exceed $2 billion in sales.
So is your future plan to open stores once a month? Or?
This year we're opening 25 stores. We have the budget, you know. My son is the one that is involved with the real estate. He has four people out looking, actually three, and then we have one person that does nothing but demographics. So he's in charge of finding locations, and we would open 35 if we could find that many locations. There's a lot of places we want to go, but the timing's not right. There's nothing available. And so we're looking in about every state now. We're in 36, but we've opened up ourselves to go into just about every state within actually 1,700 miles is kind of the radius we're working with now.
There's no top end on this yet?
No, we feel like we need to continue to grow our company, because we feel like growing our company grows what the book says, more than a hobby. For us, it's all about ministry and what we can do in ministries. It's not about us. We do okay. We do well from a personal standpoint, but really our real goal and what we're really excited about is what we can do around the world in missions as well as here in the United States. And so more stores allows us to do that.
So to grow more, you can give more.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All stores are alike in terms of merchandise?
As much as possible, because there's different sizes. They all have the same 55,000 items in the warehouse, but we may have to change the layouts a little bit, although we do have a store within this warehouse where we have everything pretty well laid out so we can show the stores how to lay out each department and how they ought to be placed within their store.
Because no matter where you go in the country, your customers are basically all alike.
Yes, that's right. But when you have 55,000 items, if you have an item in Texas, a bluebonnet flower that sells more, well, you just buy more than the guy that's up in North Dakota. So that allows for the flexibility in the country when things are in the warehouse. You'll just buy more of an item or less depending on where you are. But generally speaking, they're pretty much the same.
North Dakota is my home state. Where are you in North Dakota?
We have three stores in North Dakota, I believe. Fargo, Minot, and
Bismarck?
Bismarck, yeah, I think that's right, yeah.